Welcome to What the Fuck Are You Playing? We're a gaming podcast. Welcome to What the Fuck Are You Playing? A podcast where we talk about what the fuck we're playing. I'm Chris.
Stealing my what the fuck are you reading line.
And this is...
You are tearing me apart, Lisa!
Lisa.
Hello.
How are you, Lisa?
I'm fine, Chris.
Great. And we're also joined by...
I'm evil.
Silas.
What up?
How are you, Silas?
I'm pretty good, but I'm a little bad because apparently Ye has renounced his anti-Semitism and he's going back to being regular Ye again.
Yeah.
And that's going to effectively end my favorite arc of his career. And also Dave Blunt's decided that he is also no longer affiliated with Ye, and he claims he tried to groom him. So he decided that he's no longer a Nazi and isn't going to write Heil Hitler songs for him anymore and is going back to being a regular rapper. And that ends my favorite partnership in rap in a long ass time. So I might have to figure out a new audio clip at some point and have you swap it out for me, Chris.
All right, man. Sad to hear him.
Yeah, I'm a little sad.
I still have a fucking hot to the touch.
Locked and loaded.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to send you the fucking Cobra clip of that. I don't know why. It's not that funny, but I love it. Fucking hot to the touch.
You were subtly hinting that I was your Cobra all along.
Yeah. Might have been born last night, but I wasn't born yesterday.
Hell yeah.
Thanks, baby. Beer wench. I love you.
I love you too, even though you call me beer wench.
Man, I feel like I might be like Omega cracked at this point.
Okay.
Because I don't think I'm even kidding when I say the only death this year that I've been that sad about has been Josh.
Yeah.
And there have been some pretty bad deaths this year. I don't know. It's the only one I cared about that much now.
No,
I think,
man.
I'm fucked, dude. I think I'm fucked beyond repair.
Oh, no. I don't know. Like, for me, at least, like, I had watched fucking Cobra for
a long time.
Almost 10 years. And, like, the way his fucking stupid videos are, where it's just, like, him sitting for, like, 6 hours, 8 hours. Like, it was like a serious parasocial relationship I had with fucking Cobra.
Yeah.
I don't know. I guess David Lynch was pretty rough.
Yeah.
That did suck, too. I take it back. That one also was awful.
Yeah.
Not that I didn't care about a lot of the other cool, famous people that died. I just wasn't as close with their media output, so I just don't think
it. Yeah, we usually only as much. When, like, a celebrity dies, I'm just like, oh, that sucks. And, like, it doesn't affect me, like, at all. But, the Lynch one kind of got me a little bit. And the Cobra one.
Yeah.
It's a rough one.
For real.
Been a rough year, man.
Yeah, I can't think of who all's died this year, but I'm sure there's been a few I've been upset about.
Also, Lisa, the beer wench thing, I think you should consider it. In your head, I think you should think of those really hot, like, Oktoberfest girls from, like, shitty, like, college raunchy comedy movies from, like, the 2000s.
Dude, we get you that fucking outfit, Lisa? Oh, my God. I bet it'd be
some lederhosen.
Hot, dude. All right, God damn it.
I know.
Chris, are you going to tell the listeners what's actually, like, going on?
I'm fucking working on it. I'm working on it. As soon as I get an opening...
Sorry. I was just giving you a segue. Sorry.
Oh, thanks. Thanks for the segue. Thanks for the fucking assist. Somebody's got shut Lisa up over here.
Yeah.
It's always me. It, beer wench.
It's always me.
Back to the beer garden.
This is What the Fuck Are You Playing? For our longtime listeners, you might be a little confused. Wait a second. Is this the right podcast? It is. We're just not watching a movie tonight. Because fuck movies, honestly. We've been toying around with the idea of doing a video game podcast every once in a while. Video game episode. And we're doing it tonight. We're going to talk about what we've been playing lately for the possible random listener that is listening to this episode as their first listen. I apologize. Typically, we're a movie podcast where we watch fucked up movies, talk about them. But not tonight.
A spicy, sexy little sub series for you.
Yeah.
We're
always popping off right here.
You never know.
Pilot episode.
You never know what to expect from the What the Fuck Are You Watching universe. We're a Hydra, multiple heads wiggling into all your orifices.
Okay.
Also, for the discerning listener, since our audio quality has been so sporadic in the last handful of months, I'd like to say that I think we finally pinpointed the problem, and the problem is fucking Discord.
Yeah. Fucking Discord.
Discord. We switched to something else tonight, and it's already seeming like it's working a lot better, and hopefully I won't sound like a ratchet-ass little hoe recording from the hood in each episode now. So here's hoping.
What the fuck, see next week, I think.
Yeah, I guess. We'll see. Please, God.
Yeah.
Please, white Christian nationalist God.
Because that's the one that matters.
please save this podcast, white Jesus.
Wearing a freedom shirt.
Your little white lambs.
Dear baby Jesus. Yeah. Laying in your little manger.
I'm all hopped up on Martin Day.
Yeah. Yeah. I love that movie too.
Oh, yeah.
I love Will Ferrell, though. I like all his movies.
Yeah. I haven't kept up in recent years, but I liked his. Like, I liked all the stuff from that era, whether it was, like, the raunchy stuff or the family stuff. I thought it was all funny.
Uh-huh. Hell yeah. Supposed to be talking about fucking video games today. Rocks. God damn it.
God damn it.
Well, you know, we're usually a movie podcast, so we're going to throw in some movies, too.
We ain't going to talk about fucking Elf on the podcast. Fuck you.
Yeah.
Talk about Elf now. This is perfect time to talk about Elf.
Are you an angry elf, Chris?
Unless it's fucking elf bowling, you're not talking about it on the video game podcast.
Damn. Well, maybe it is elf bowling, Chris.
You guys can talk about fucking elf, I don't care.
Well, I'm done now.
Yeah.
Good. Because I do care.
Oh, my God.
Move on, daddy.
Yeah.
Hey, Lisa.
Daddy's feeling dommy tonight.
Yeah. Oh, well, that's good.
Lisa? What the fuck are you playing? Not blind man.
Not blind man.
Not till later.
I don't know. I'm supposed to talk about what I've been playing, but I don't play that much. I guess I'm playing Tropico 6. I've gotten back into Tropico 6 lately. So that's what I've been playing.
Yeah.
Although I don't have a lot to say about it.
Tell us a little bit about Tropico 6.
Yeah, we can introduce the games to our listeners in case they may want to check them out themselves.
Well, I'd say if you ever played like Civilization, Tropico 6 is pretty close to that.
I'd say you're wrong. Dead wrong, actually.
Okay. That's why I didn't want to talk about it, because I don't know what to fucking talk about.
Civilization is a 4X fucking thing.
Oh, my God. Okay, so to me, it feels the same as like playing a Civilization game. You got a fucking map, you're building, you're going through the fucking eras.
Yeah, I guess. I guess you could say it's kind of like Civilization. I think it's more like, I don't know, like Sim City or something.
Okay.
Maybe one of those titles will tickle the listener's fancy. and then they try out Tropicus.
Yeah, you are a a Caribbean dictator. You built a little community, a civilization, if you will.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hell yeah. I would also assist, but I've never played any of them, so I just don't know what the fuck the deal is. I think I get the gist from a bird's eye view, but not, you know.
Yeah.
Just one of those sim micromanagement style games.
Yeah.
Kind of got the god's eye thing going on, right? Mm-hmm. You just kind of micromanage a bunch of shit at the macro level
and build things
up little by little.
Yeah, you fucking like make plantations and ranches and ship shit out from your island to make money.
A little importing, exporting.
Yeah.
And can you choose who works in the plantations?
No.
Well, it's all brown people. You're in the Caribbean.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, cool. That's all make sure.
Yeah, you don't have that much control. They just automatically start working there. And then, yeah, like, I play a lot of, like, the missions instead of, like, the, like, I don't know what the main thing is called, where, like, you just play through,
like,
or whatever.
Like a sandbox.
Yeah, like a sandbox the mode sandbox or whatever. Mode. I play a lot of missions rather than doing, like, the sandbox mode.
Oh, okay.
So, I don't know. It's different, I guess. I'm just trying to beat the damn missions. That's it.
Okay. Hell yeah.
I need one more.
Hell yeah. Hope you get it, Liz.
Hard. And then, yeah, you, like I said, it's like different, like, periods of time. Like, you have the Cold War time that you go into, and then, you know, you have to fucking build up your electronics and all that. Get to modern times.
Damn good game. I think it's worth trying out.
That is a good
that's
game.
That's fun. You can get it pretty cheap nowadays because it's kind of on the older side. I think it came out in 2017. No, 2019.
Yeah, because I think I used to play like 5.
Yeah, I used to play 5.
Mm-hmm. And then we upgraded to 6.
Yeah, it's on sale on Steam right now for $14.
Dang.
Yep. Yeah. I'd say it's worth it at $14.
Yeah, it is a good game. I don't play very many games, and it's one that I go back to a lot.
Yeah, I don't know. We played it on console, and PC. I think it plays pretty well on console, even though it's definitely a PC game. You're going to want a mouse and shit.
Yeah. Yeah, I like it better on PC.
Big time.
Hell yeah.
Which is crazy, because I usually don't like games on the PC.
I've always kind of wanted to get into more stuff that has like tycoon elements or like real-time strategy elements or like things like that. Yeah. I wasn't acclimated with them as a tot because I never had PC access, and that's where most of that shit thrived. Yeah. So I didn't get to it until much later, but I do have a few games like that in my Steam wish list to try. I might have to try out one of the Tropicos or something.
Hell yeah, man.
Yeah, I like it. You got like all the political shit you have to deal with too, like setting the constitution and like different things you choose affects different groups of people, and you have to keep everybody happy and
keep everybody happy.
And make them vote for you.
The environmentalists and the industrialists, yeah. They're fighting, and you got to appease both groups, and the capitalists and the fucking
communists.
You got to fucking keep them happy. It's all about happiness, because if you don't keep them happy, they're going to fucking start a revolution.
Ooh.
And fucking drag you through the street.
Yeah.
I'll probably just speed run that.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a fun game.
Yeah, and you really can also go like full like dictator mode and keep everybody fucking, you know, unhappy and just be super militaristic.
Mm-hmm.
Have tanks. Hell fucking
yeah. Oh, yeah.
Roadblocks and shit. Yeah.
I'm sold.
Yeah. Fun game. Definitely really worth it at $13.99.
Yeah. For sure. I guess that's enough about my game.
Silas, what the fuck are you playing?
So I have been on kind of a kick of checking out some new demos here recently.
Okay.
The first one I want to talk about, and actually just because I live and breathe horror shit most of the time. So the three demos are actually all horror.
Oh, related. Good. I was hoping we'd have some horror games.
Yeah. So the first one, which is like super on the nose because it's literally just the entire theme of it is like centered around horror films, is called Dead Format.
Okay.
And it's from the developer Katana Levy, I think is how you pronounce their development name, published by Oro Interactive. It's not quite out yet, and for some reason I can't seem to get the demo on Steam, but I think you can get it right now on itch.io. So if you want to check out the demo for yourself, you should check it out on there. But Dead Format is about this guy who is living through a almost like dystopic but like close to real world events kind of a scenario where these video nasties style movies are being confiscated by the government, but it's also being held to such an extreme degree that I think people are even being imprisoned and or executed for distributing and holding them. And they're all on these special format tapes that were VHS and Betamax competitors in this game world called GHLs, and they called them ghouls as a colloquialism.
Oh, shit. Okay. Fucking ghouls,
and
man.
And they're apparently haunted tapes. So once you use the tape kind of opens up the ability to transcommunicate with the spirit realm or some shit like that. There's some spooky interdimensional extra anomaly type shit going on with them, and I think that's why the government is being as extreme about it in this dystopic fictional scenario. So your character, I can't remember the premise of why you're watching these tapes. I think it has something to do with like a missing brother or something along those lines, but you're in this apartment that's very like Silent Hill 4-esque. Oh, okay. And I think the game even kind of borrows its format largely from Silent Hill 4, because the entire premise is that you are finding and watching these tapes, and they are making the door to your apartment open into the world that's inside the movie.
Oh.
So you have this crazy ass VHS looking VCR thing hooked up that's got a bunch of chains and cords and shit going up into the ceiling out of it, and it looks all sci-fi fucked up crazy Cronenbergian. Yeah. And then you put the tape in, you get to watch this awesome little like preview kind of like sequence animatic thing on the TV, which probably my favorite part about the game, because the developers, they actually went and had friends or colleagues or whoever, they went out and they made like live action sequences that are supposed to look like they're like actually clips from this fictional movie that exists in the game. So like the first one is like a silent era horror film, kind of like Cabinet of Dr. Caligari or something like that. And so that you see two real guys like walking around in black and white in a graveyard with their lanterns, and you get like cool cue card, title card things with their text written out. Yeah. and all that. And it's just super cool. They actually, it's like a merging of video game development and filmmaking. Okay. And I really appreciate the amount of extra effort that's been put into it in that aspect. But yeah, so when you go through like that first door into the first tape's world, the world turns black and white and you're in like a silent era horror film. And it's super fucking cool. And the atmosphere is really great. The graphical fidelity is great. The lighting is great. They're really, really great atmospheric elements, both with the sound design and there's just the music in general, all the diegetic and non-diegetic sounds. But it's a really great demo. You get to play a little bit into the second world, which is like the Thing-esque like sci-fi thing. That's it's kind of like a mix between The Thing and Chud, and it's very, very cool. But yeah, you got to check out Dead Format if you're a big horror head and you want to check out something that bridges your love of horror video games and horror movies.
Yeah, it sounds cool.
Uncover why the government wants to ban video gas leaks. Looks like you can wish list it on Steam. Says it's got a planned release date of sometime in 2025.
Nice. And I've got a couple other demos, but I figure if you want to, we can just spitball back and forth if you want to one now, Chris.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess I'll do one.
Okay. All right, Chris. Well, in that case, what the fuck are you playing?
What the fuck am I playing? I'll tell you what the fuck I'm playing, man. All I play are fucking old games. I'm playing new shit, man. I've been playing Monster Hunter Rise.
Mm-hmm.
Hell yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it is.
I can't believe you've been playing that game.
Yeah. Well, you should believe it because you've been playing it with me. We actually played it when it first came out on the Switch with the kids and stuff.
We did. We used to play together with the kids all the time. I can't remember
what year that was.
2022 is when it came out.
That's PC release.
Oh.
Probably
like 2021. Yeah, we used to play it with the kids. We all had our Switches and we would all play Monster Hunter Rise.
2021, damn, you good, Liz.
Hell yeah.
Developed by Capcom. You fucking fight the fuck out of monsters and you skin their corpses and take their skin and bones and make new weapons and armor to fight more monsters.
Mm-hmm. And they're not easy to kill. Yeah. It's not like you just go out there and kill a bunch of things. You go out there and you hunt one big monster per, like, mission. And it takes, like, you know, 15, 20 minutes or more sometimes to kill these monsters.
Yeah. Yeah, it's basically a fucking boss fight simulator.
Yeah. Yeah.
I can almost relate the combat to kind of Dark Souls-y. It's very, like, heavy yeah. combat.
It's very, like, proto. It's, like, almost a progenitor for that type of combat style and system.
Yeah. You got a sword that's way too fucking big for you, and you swing it real fucking slow, but that monster goes real fucking fast. That being said, I think it's a lot easier than Dark Souls, probably because you have a lot of items and stuff you can use. You got plenty of potions and all that to heal up. And there's like 14 different weapon sets. So you don't have to use the fucking giant monster sword. You can use the little dual blades and go fast. Damn good game. I don't know. It's one of those games that fucking hooks me and just keeps me going for fucking weeks.
I've always wanted to play Monster Hunter. I had some friends that were into it when I was growing up, but I never got into it myself, not out of disinterest, but I think it's just one that just never floated to the top or I never got around to.
Yeah.
But I knew some friends that were pretty diehard for it. I think we were talking last week independently of the pod. Were you saying that this is the one you think people should check out if they're like new to the series or want to get into it?
I don't know. I might be in the minority when I say that. Mm-hmm. Because I think World is the one that brought in a lot of new players.
It was. That's anybody that talks to me about Monster Hunter, it's fucking World.
Yeah.
And that's the one I didn't really like.
And I think that's the one that's kind of more tailored to like a modern playing style.
Okay. It's more like mainstream accessible. Yeah,
exactly.
Versus
almost like easier.
Okay.
Maybe.
It's not like married to its Japanese-isms as much.
Yeah.
In the same way of gameplay anyway, right? Like,
yeah.
Because Japanese games love to be quirky and hard.
Yeah. And I think Rise is easier than some of the older ones, though.
Oh, 100%, yeah. Rise came out after World. At the time, Rise was a Nintendo Switch exclusive.
Mm-hmm.
So the graphics aren't as good as World. World's mm-hmm. a fucking beautiful game.
Yeah.
The monsters are insanely awesome looking. So Rise kind of takes a hit there, but I think Rise kind of captures the charm of the old Monster Hunter games a lot better than World. World kind of waters down a lot of the weirdness of Monster Hunter that I just love. I don't know. World doesn't hook me like Rise does, or probably one of my favorites is Generations Ultimate, another one that came out on the Switch. Probably the last true old school Monster Hunter was Generations Ultimate.
And it was harder than Rise.
Yeah, for sure.
Hell yeah.
Rise, you're basically like a fucking ninja, man. You got these wire bugs and you're zipping around and fucking moving super fast. You can run up walls and shit.
I use the dual blades, which also like is one of the faster weapons.
And some Attack on Titan shit.
Yep.
And so, yeah, I'm just fucking like slashing and then using my wire bugs to fly away.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. It's definitely got a ninja motif on Rise.
Yeah. And those monsters are really big and they fuck you up real bad. So you have to get away fast.
Yeah. It's very it's kind of Dark Souls in that sense. Like one or two good hits from like a powerful attack is just going to kill you.
Yeah.
It's like some Dark Souls meets Shadow of the Colossus.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. Ish.
Yeah.
Right now you can get it for $40. I'd say maybe wait for a sale if you're not sure you're going to like it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Monster Hunter Rise. Damn good game. Lisa, what the fuck are you playing?
Oh, God. You're going to go back to me again? All right. I have to come up with another game. None of my games are cool to talk about.
Talk about?
That's not true.
Make it cool.
Any game's cool to talk about to a person that likes the game.
Yeah. Make it cool.
The only other game that I have really been playing lately is The Sims 4. Because that's like my go-to game that I've played forever.
Motherfucking Sims 4.
Yeah. Sims 4. I have all like the expansions and everything too, so that makes it way cooler.
I stole that shit.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. You download the cool mods where you can like put babies in barbecues and stuff.
Oh shit.
I don't think she's got anything like
that. I don't have anything crazy like that, no. I just have all the like actual expansions all the that DLCs, go with it. Yeah,
yeah, yeah, dude. All because
the DLC.
If you bought all the DLCs right now, it would cost you $1,033.79.
They're fucking crazy, dollars dude. For Sims DLC. That is insane.
And a lot of this shit's on sale right now.
Yeah,
50% off on
most of it. 50% off. Yeah. Still, and it's still $1,000.
$1,000, dude. That is insane, man.
That's so insane.
The racket they're running.
Good God.
And that game came out in 2014.
Yeah. Yeah, it's been out forever. I've been playing that shit forever.
Mm-hmm.
They own that GTA 5-ish.
Yeah, dude.
That's insane. Bullshit. Yeah, I've been playing The Sims 4 since it came out. Because I used to play The Sims 3.
Yeah, Lisa loves fucking Sims.
Man. Yeah, I've always loved The Sims. I've been playing this since it came out in 2014. I started playing it on the PlayStation and then moved to the PC. Which, I mean, there's not much to talk about with The Sims. I think everybody knows what The Sims are.
Little peoples. Take care of them. They can do stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. Lock them in the closet. Make them pee their pants.
Make cool little custom characters. Make them look like your friends or family.
Yeah.
Or yourself or anybody.
Yeah.
Anybody you come up with off the top of your head.
I see lots of green and purple. I see lots of people online on like my Facebook Sims groups that like to do like Taylor Swift and her boyfriends on their Sims games.
Hell yeah.
Nice.
That's dope.
Yeah. But yeah, I like The Sims a lot. It's one of those games that I've consistently played forever. It's probably my favorite game, if you just go by how much I've played it.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Hell yeah.
Anyway, Silas, what the fuck are you playing?
Let's see. My second thing that I've been checking out. I actually played the shit out of this one. It only gives you, like, a tutorial level and then like one mission to play, but you can just kind of keep replaying that mission and trying new shit or whatever. But it's this game developed by Tito Loves You and published by Dread XP called Pig Face. And
okay. It's
a really, really cool kind of open sandboxy shooter slash melee combat slash stealth kind of game. You can kind of play it however you want, but it's very, very heavily inspired by a lot of the like really gritty like Attitude era of physics shooters, and also games like Condemned and Manhunt. So it's got really dark, gritty, visceral aesthetics in combat. It's got some cool gore and dismemberment. You play as this like contract killer type person who's taken out fucked up weirdo gangs and clearing out these environments where you're doing some sort of job. The one you get to play that's like a main mission is like a farmhouse, and it's full of this gang of people who all wear like fucking wife beaters and fucking smiley face masks. So they're supposed to be like the Smileys from Manhunt. And you're running through there, clearing them out, and they're in like a drug den. They're making like fucking meth or some shit like that. And so you're like stealing their drugs and stealing like formulas and stealing file folders and doing all that shit, and then try to take out all the gang members and then get back to your van and then escape the scene. And you have a really cool apartment hub where you're in this nasty little derelict apartment where you get to choose your next mission and buy weapons to use on the mission on your little dark web connected laptop. And then you go out and do said mission, and you get to drive there in a van similar to that game we played together, Repo. Van is kind of like a secondary hub where you can kind of get your shit together before you go out into the actual mission. So you get to like choose like a mask to wear and some armor and choose your weapons and what gear you're going to have before you actually leave the van to go do the mission. You get to do that in the van. It's really cool, really awesome physics fun, similar to I don't know, just the golden age of like the games it's taken inspiration from. Like I remember loving shit like Max Payne 2 and shit back in the day, because you could just watch these people get thrown all around the environment with their silly ragdoll physics and stuff, and the characters really react in a similar way to that in this one.
Nice.
And also it seems like it tailors itself to let you kind of play in all kinds of different ways, because you can choose to be slow and stealthy and methodical, and you can just kind of like sneak up behind people and whack the fuck out of them with the sledgehammer and go like full melee run and like throw hatchets and do shit like that. Or you can go all guns blazing and just run in there with like a shotgun or a fucking Tech 9 and just blow everybody the fuck away. Or you can go super tactical and you can get like a nice ass like super special gun and trick it the fuck out, so you can get like a sniper rifle and put a nice scope and like a laser and a fucking silencer on it, and you can just be the fucking Ghost of Kiev and just pop everybody from afar. Pretty crazy shit.
Yeah, dude, I love the games with options like that, man.
Yeah, it's an awesome fucking game. I can tell it's gonna be dope as shit, and the demo just kept me hooked. The entire afternoon I was checking it out. I played through that level a bunch of different times with a bunch of different equipment and loadouts, just playing around with it. And I cannot wait for the full experience.
Yeah, it looks you can get the demo on Steam, and it's in early access right now. You could buy the game for $8.99.
Hell yeah.
Nice.
Looks fun. I'm going to try that one out.
Yeah.
If you're a fan of those gritty ass like horror action games from the early 2000s, it's definitely wearing a lot of that stuff on its sleeve and has a lot of it in its DNA. So
yeah,
if that's your vibe, then you gotta check it out.
I'm a fan.
What about you, Chris? What else are you playing?
Oh, I'll tell you what I'm playing. Motherfucking Helldivers 2.
I still need to get on that.
Oh yeah, you fucking do.
Yeah.
I definitely recommend you playing it on PS5.
Yeah, because we downloaded it on my laptop and it would not work.
Yeah. I mean, it's not like Lisa has a fucking gaming laptop or anything. I just thought maybe we could make it work, you know, on like low settings or something. But it didn't even want to start, man. No.
Well, I think that was probably definitely the way I was going to do it anyway, because here sporadically lately in between projects. I've been playing some Call of Duty again. It's been like the first time since high school, but Chloe's been getting into it a little bit with me too, so we've played together a few times. And
yeah,
I ever since you told me Helldivers was crossplay, I was like, yeah, I definitely gotta get my hands on that at some point so we can play together.
Yeah,
and that'll probably be the way we do it.
It's a an extraction shooter. Basically, you drop in on a planet, do a couple mission objectives, and then extract in your plane.
Hell yeah.
It's really fucking fun. There's like a galactic war going on, and the community kind of works to stop the encroaching alien forces from invading Super Earth. And the whole... it's got a big fucking Starship Troopers vibe to it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, spreading democracy across the galaxy. It looks fucking amazing. I love all the different planets. I think they look really good. There's like three different alien factions, and they all act really different. You have Bugs, which is straight up Starship Troopers shit,
mm-hmm.
and they just swarm from all angles. You just kind of fucking spray and pray. You have fucking robot dudes. Can't remember their names. They're basically like T-800s from fucking Terminator.
Hell yeah.
And they are very defensive focused. They have like actual like bases set up with artillery that will fucking hit you. They have a lot of gun emplacements, and you're basically like laying siege to their fortresses and shit. And they have crazy fucking tanks, and you got to call in airstrikes and shit. And then there's the Illuminates, which are like actual like aliens, kind of like I don't even know what to compare them to. Almost like the Elites from Halo.
Okay. Yeah.
And they are kind of more of a elite force, but they basically turn like civilians into like zombies and shit, so that you're fighting like zombie hordes. And they're usually in like close or like city environments, like in the colonies. So you got your close quarters fucking zombie shit, and then like a sporadic alien or two that are heavily armored. And there's a lot of variety. If you get sick of fighting fucking Bugs, you can go fight fucking robots, and you're gonna have a different experience.
Okay.
That sounds crazy.
Yeah, dude, it's really fucking fun. You could take a team of fucking four in there and do all kinds of wild shit. Friendly fire is on, so you're usually just accidentally blasting each other.
Oh, that's not good.
Calling in fucking airstrikes on each other. It's kind of...
I don't like it when we have friendly fire. I'm always shooting Chris.
It's kind of fucking part of the experience.
Hell yeah.
It's like alienation. Yeah. I'm always fucking shooting you.
Yeah, it's great. But you unlock all kinds of different guns, all kinds of different weapons, all kinds of different fucking things you can call in. You can call in turrets. You can call in airstrikes. You can call in fucking flamethrowers and shit. It's really fucking fun, and hopefully me and you can play it sometime, Silas.
Yeah, I want to check it out for sure. How much is it on Steam right now?
$40 on Steam. Okay. That's like base price. I don't know if it goes on sale very often.
Does it have a lot of like paid DLC and extra content?
Just kind of, you know, I guess microtransactions, I guess you would say.
Oh, gotcha.
Okay. Like get some different guns or some different armors. Mm-hmm. I would say
they just did that Halo ODST thing. Right.
Now, there is a way to get the currency in game. So you could grind that shit out and not have to buy anything.
Mm.
Of course, you don't have to buy anything.
Yeah.
But
sure.
There is a way to kind of get it all for free if you put the time in. Or you can just spend the fucking $10 or whatever, get whatever fucking loadout you want.
Hell yeah. That's cool.
Yeah, which I think is a really cool thing to do. A lot of games don't do that.
Yeah. Yeah, I always appreciate it when they at least have an option like that in there. And it's not so stacked against you that you literally just can't fucking do it.
Yeah, yeah.
Because some games are like that. There's like, yeah, you don't have to buy anything. And it's like, oh, well, I get 2 coins per every like 8 hours I sit on the fucking couch playing it. So, you know, everything costs 100 coins. I guess I'm never quite going to get there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's definitely not that. It's feasible. Like, I noticed that, like,
that's cool.
I'm like, I could actually do this if I tried.
Yeah.
Like, they are kind of like hidden in the credits or whatever, are kind of hidden in certain parts of the level. Like, you really got to be looking for them, but you'll get like 5 or 10 per mission or whatever. Okay. And I think it's like 1,000 to buy like some cool shit.
Hell yeah.
So, I mean, yeah, you gotta put in a little work, but it's feasible at least. All right, Lisa, what the fuck are you playing?
I guess I'm going to talk about BioShock.
Hell yeah, I love BioShock.
I do too. It's an old game.
Yeah, very old.
Came out in 2007.
Yeah, we only play old games.
Yeah, yeah, it's very old. I only play old games, I for guess sure.
Helldivers 2 is pretty recent.
Yeah, it is. I for sure only play old games, though. Like, I have my favorites, and that's really all I play.
Yeah.
And BioShock, I've played recently again because I've already beat it several times over the years.
Yeah.
And I recently restarted and it's still really good. Like, I even got the kids started because I was like, man, you guys need to play BioShock.
Yeah.
So then they started playing too. Yeah, 2007, first person shooter kind of game.
Yeah.
But you also, like, you have all these weapons, but you also get, like, these plasmids where you can, like, shoot ice or fire or something out of your hand.
Yeah.
So that's cool.
Real fucking gruesome looking, too, man.
It is a very gruesome looking game. You're, like,
got this big fucking needle and you're
just
shooting in your arm.
Man, I've been meaning to show that to Chloe. She really wants to see BioShock.
Oh,
yeah,
dude. Oh, it's so good.
Do you remember the fucking the bee one? Like, you get bees.
Yeah.
All the bees.
It's got the, like, just tryptophobia shit with all the holes in your hand. It's like a hive.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude.
They, like, crawl in and out of your hand and shit.
Yeah, whatever plasmid you're using, that's what your hand looks like. So if you're using the ice one, your hand's all, like, icy looking. Mm-hmm. And then, yeah, you have the bee one, and it's like a hive and fucking bees all over.
Brutal, and the electric one, you can see the veins in your hand. It's like your hand lights pulsing, up. It's so cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fucking love
it. Yeah,
that
it's game. Like underwater city. And yeah, like so many, like, that.
City of Rapture.
So many, like,
is a man not entitled to the sweat on his brow?
I don't know. The character, the bad guys are almost like zombies or something. Like, they're like spliced together.
They're splicers. They did too many plasmids and they went crazy.
Yeah. And they're all like fucked up looking and crazy looking. And yeah.
Well, that's the thing about Rapture, the city under the water. It was made where you could do like experiments and stuff without pesky morality.
Uh huh.
Pure scientific endeavors. And we came up with bees coming out of your hands.
Well, lots of other things too, but
lots of insane cosmetic surgeries gone around.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, all these people are fucking crazy looking.
Yeah.
And there's that one that's like the plastic surgery clinic or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And the lady's like
Dr. Steinman,
all fucked up. Like, it's just like a corpse, and like the face and everything's just
all
fucked
crazy
up. And it's just like
shit.
Too many surgeries.
Yeah. And that motherfucker pops up behind you, too.
Uh-huh.
It's like that crazy ass jump scare. That shit's crazy.
I know, man. I wish that's the one thing. I wish there was more like fucking scary shit, like there was kind of like in the first couple hours of that game. Because it was kind of fucking scary, man.
Yeah, it really
yeah,
was.
That's what I was thinking. Like, very it's kind of a scary game. Yeah, very interesting though.
Yeah.
There are not many games that I have actually played all the way through and beat, and BioShock is one that I have played through and beat so many times.
Yeah,
it is just such a good game.
Yeah.
Just beautiful, beautiful, fully realized art design.
Oh, yeah.
Amazing sound design. I get so many of the I can hear a bunch of the sound effects from that game right now, like thinking about them.
Yeah.
It's just, it all comes back so easily.
Oh, yeah. So good.
Really cool story.
Yeah. I know. Like I said, I told the kids that they had to play. And I've been like trying not to tell them anything about the story. Like, I just want them to like play it and get the story themselves. So I've been trying to be like not telling them anything.
Hell yeah. I'm going to have another autistic music moment for our listeners. There is this really shitty, never got proper production or recording band that was like an internet MySpace core kind of band called 100 Dead Rabbits. And they were a Nintendo core or like chiptune core, like video game inspired kind of a metalcore band. And they did this really cool song that's about BioShock called Sea of Dreams.
Oh.
And it's really fucking cool.
Hell yeah.
And I still listen to it regularly. And they used to play shows dressed up as like Mario and Luigi and shit.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. It's crazy.
That is crazy.
Hell yeah, dude.
But there's like a breakdown that I don't want to spoil anything for anybody, so I won't. But there's a breakdown that's like, bitch, please, would you kindly go drown yourself in the ocean?
Yeah, that would you kindly thing. Yeah.
It's so cool. Yeah, BioShock's fucking classic. Yeah. That's.
Oh, it's so good. Yeah. And we.
One of the games.
That's one of those. Yeah. We started playing it when it came out back in 07, and I've been playing ever since.
Oh, dude. Yeah, I got that fucking game on release day.
Uh huh.
And got super into it, played it for hours.
Yeah.
Fucking power went out. And it's not an auto saving kind of game.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Oh my god, I remember that.
I had to fucking start over and I put that bitch down for fucking months.
Uh-huh. Months.
And then finally came back to it. I'm like, god damn, why did I stop playing this game?
Yeah.
Would you kindly play BioShock?
I always wished. I mean, BioShock was 2 was cool because it had the extra content in there and stuff, but I always wished that BioShock 1 itself was just like infinitely longer. I was always just like, god, I wish I could explore like every nook and cranny of this fucking place.
I know.
So cool.
Yeah, because I kind of like the second one too, but it's definitely not as good as the first one.
Yeah, just kind of feels like DLC, if anything.
Yeah.
Like, in a way.
Yeah.
I need to play through 2 again. I need to give it a more of a chance, I think.
I probably do too. I think I was just so into the first one that I was like, okay, this is not the same.
Here's another tism moment. You guys know that artist Jonan Vasquez who made Invader Zim?
Oh, yeah.
And like Johnny the Homicidal Maniac and shit like that. He did this really cool big poster size, like official licensed art for BioShock 2. As like a promo thing that got given away at E3 from the year that it was set to release.
Damn. And
I wish I had one because it's very cool.
Yeah.
But it's also very like stylized and it's like his thing. It's very neat.
Oh, okay. Hell yeah.
It shows like the big sister skulking in the hallway.
Yeah.
And then a little sister looking around the corner.
Hell yeah, dude.
I know. That's the costume I wish I would have done when our daughter was younger. I always wanted to do a little sister and a big daddy with her and Chris.
Oh.
And I never did it.
That was kind of a fucking intense costume.
It is an intense costume. I used to make a lot of their costumes. That was a kind of hard one to make.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Did you fuck with...
I love Halloween.
Did you fuck with BioShock?
Freaking bats.
You fuck with BioShock Infinite at all?
I did, yeah. I really liked Infinite. I know that it was one of those games where it was weird. It was like, as soon as it came out, everybody was like, yeah, fuck yeah, BioShock! Mm-hmm. And then, like, after a little time passed, everybody was like, oh, it pales in comparison. and I was just like, I mean, I still think it's cool.
Yeah.
It's just, I don't know.
That's cool.
I don't think I was, like, as much of a fan of the whole, like, weird like multiverse timeline time travel thing.
That's what I was gonna say. I think I watched you play it, but I don't think I
played through it recently. A few months ago, maybe longer.
Yeah,
I don't know, man. It just doesn't feel as deep as BioShock.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it feels like a big shallow pool.
Yeah,
whereas
I definitely feel that.
Like I don't even know if maybe BioShock was any bigger, but it felt like it.
Yeah, there's just something about how much it sold its world to you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think Infinite really did as well. Yeah. I don't know why, because it definitely had a lot of like cool in-game lore and mm-hmm. shit going on, but
yeah,
there was just, I don't know, there's something about it. Well, I think it was probably just one of those, like, when you start out the gate with something like this, how do you follow it up mm-hmm. kind of things.
Yeah.
If anything, because it was still a cool game.
I did I did play through the Burial at Sea DLCs for the first time.
Oh yeah,
and they're really cool because you go back to fucking Rapture. And
see, I never got to those.
Yeah, I highly recommend those. I think you'll like those, man, because they kind of tie it all together,
like the last Final Destination movie.
Exactly.
Hell yeah. They've got me wanting to play those.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I know, that sounds cool.
Yeah, really cool.
I don't think I have anything else to say about BioShock. Silas, what else are you playing?
My last major thing to talk about is this really cool new demo I played. And I saw a clip on YouTube or like a reel on Facebook or some shit. And it was like 30 seconds of this game. And I was like, oh, this looks cool as shit. What is this? And so I went ahead when I was getting on Steam to download those other games. I was like, I want to check that one out, too. Mm-hmm. So I looked and saw that it had a demo. So I downloaded it and then I got into it. And I was like, the first 5-10 minutes in, I was like, this feels really, really strangely familiar. Why do I like know the beats of this game? What is this? And it turns out it is a like full from the ground up remake and release of what originally was a total conversion mod for Doom 2.
Oh.
And it's a game called Total Chaos, developed by Trigger Happy Interactive and published by Apogee. Supposed to come out Q4 of this year, but the description is Fort Oasis is no paradise. It's a decaying terror mare where reality crumbles. From the creator of Turbo Overkill comes a survival horror stacked with mysteries and monstrosities. Scavenge scraps to craft weapons and follow a cryptic voice on your walkie-talkie, kind of a BioShock-ism, through the island's depths. So it is essentially a psychological horror first-person shooter with pretty heavy crafting and resource management kind of elements.
Hell yeah.
And it reminds me a lot in terms of like the grounded, really like oppressive atmosphere and terror and like ease of being fucking killed, like in that sort of a thing. It reminds me a lot of games like Cry of Fear, or like something like this was a completely different type of game, this top-down survival horror game called Darkwood. Or like, I don't know, something like Fear and Hunger, or something that just has like a lot of like really, really palpable, oppressive atmosphere. Like it really just works on you from like stress and tension, even when you're not in the middle of a section where it's like scare, 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 you know?
Yeah.
And it so far is really fucking cool, but the reason I knew about that, I haven't actually completed the demo yet. The demo is like weirdly fucking long. I've been playing forever and it's like giving me save points and everything, but like,
that's crazy.
I'm still only technically in the prologue, but I've been through so many like ridiculously stressful, like separate scenarios at this point that I'm just like, I keep having to like stop and take breaks and like save, you know, it's just one of those kinds of things.
Yeah.
But yeah,
it looks wild, man. The monsters look crazy.
Yeah, yeah. And it's really beautiful. It's got really beautiful atmosphere. And it's this very like monochromatic kind of world. Everything's like black and white and like grain filtery, and it's got it just feels very surrealistic and dreamlike. Like it doesn't feel like it's quite grounded in reality, even from like the offset before all the like psychological horror stuff starts happening. So it's a very, very cool experience so far, but I knew about it because a friend of mine had shown me the demo back when the Doom 2 mod version of it was coming out, like years ago.
Yeah.
And it was, I was just over at his house hanging out one day. He was like, "You want to check out some new stuff I've been playing on the computer?" And so I sat down and checked that out. I think I got to a point that was, that scared me so bad that I screamed or yelped out loud. And he lived with his family at the time. And I was like, "Okay, I'm going to stop now because I don't want to be a nuisance in your household." Because that'll probably happen again if I keep trying. Because it was some like hallway chase sequence where I turned a corner and got fucking got by some fucking thing that popped out of nowhere.
Yeah.
And yeah, and I was just like, "Okay, that's it for now." But that was how I knew it. And it was very memorable though. And I've always thought about that ever since then. But that's, yeah, so it was crazy. Weird. I just like blindly stumbled into this, not knowing at all that it was going to be that game. Because yeah, that section of gameplay I saw was from something like, I think, late game. Mm. And it just looked and seemed completely different from like what the intro's like. Yeah. So, yeah, it was very, very neat. Oh, but yeah, yeah, definitely recommend it if you like games that are masochistic and make you feel needless anxiety in the time of all the anxiety that we are all currently living through.
It does look a little scary, man. Mm-hmm. For real.
No, it looks cool though.
Worst part is the game. I mean, I feel kind of bad taking this away from people, but you're going to learn immediately anyway. the game's melee weapons. I don't know about firearms because I haven't had any of those yet, but melee weapons break after a while. And the game doesn't explicitly tell you that at first, so so like in the intro of this demo, I find a fucking pickaxe, right? And I'm just like, "Oh, hell yeah, okay, I'm gonna brain some fucking monsters," right?
Yeah.
Then I go around swinging my pickaxe, breaking boxes, scavenging supplies, getting all kinds of goodies. I'm just like, "Ooh, okay, my backpack's getting full of shit. I'm going to be good." And then I swing my pickaxe to break open another box, and my pickaxe breaks in my hand. And I was like, oh, I don't have that now, and I haven't even encountered a monster yet. And it was like right before I got to a section full of fucking monsters, because it introduces monsters. And then I didn't have a pickaxe, so I just had to go through that section on fucking foot, dodging monsters, hitting fucking switches and levers, running through doors, trying to get away from them before they close and lock. And yeah. And I think that they do that on purpose to fuck with you.
Yeah.
You feel secure, you feel falsely secure, then you start swinging your fucking pickaxe around, and you know, God giveth and he taketh away. So that it's just one of those kinds of things. But yeah, crazy game.
Hell yeah, dude. Awesome.
What about you, Chris? Mm. What else you been playing?
Well, I did download the new Metal Gear Solid Delta, Metal Gear Solid 3 remake.
I've been curious about that.
It is very faithful to the original. I haven't played through it all the way. And I'm not super well versed in the Metal Gear Solid 3, so I can't tell you like the nuances of like, oh, what did they change and what did they not?
Yeah.
From what it seems to me, they didn't change much. This is like more of a remaster than a remake.
Okay.
Which I'm down with, honestly.
Yeah.
It even tells, there's even a little warning at the very beginning, like, "This game is old and it's problematic," or something like that. You know what I mean? Like some bullshit like that. I think it's because like chicks will have like their fucking cleavage out, and you can push like the R1 button to like go in first person and just stare at her tits the whole time.
Okay. Now I see why you like this game.
Yeah, it's great.
Can't believe they took the upskirts out of Resi 4.
Yeah. Yeah. Why would you do something like that? So, you know, it's faithful in that sense. But yeah, it's a damn good game. Fucking love it. I don't know if I would recommend getting it like right now because it's, you know, like 80 fucking bucks and it's...
Damn.
Not 80 bucks, 70, right?
I don't know.
Is that what games are now? $70?
Like 70, yeah. I think, yeah.
Oh, so they're doing like a full new game retail on that thing?
Yep.
That's pretty crazy.
Because
even Oblivion was like a reduced price, right? It was like 50 or 60.
But I mean, it looks fucking amazing. I think consoles are having a hard time fucking running it because it's, you know, unoptimized like all new games are nowadays. It took me a while to get it running okay on my computer, but it's not like I have a awesome computer anymore.
Yeah, his computer's old.
But damn good game. Fucking love Metal Gear Solid. All the boss fights, I don't really know. If you don't know Metal Gear Solid, I don't even really know how to explain it. It's fucking a James Bond movie with weird Japanese over-the-topness.
And a little bit of fucking Snake Plissken.
Yeah. From
fucking Escape from
New York.
Big time. Uh-huh. And this one, you're just like...
Kurt Russell in general.
Yeah, for real. Yeah. This one, you're fucking surviving out in the jungle. You're eating fucking snakes. You are a snake eater.
Snake eater. I'm so sorry you said Kurt Russell. And it made me think of... I saw this interview the other day with Kate Hudson and her brother, Oliver, I think. Anyway, they were talking about Kurt Russell. And they were like, when the OJ thing was happening, like when the chase was happening, they were watching it on the TV. And Kurt Russell was like, he's going home. And he jumped in his car and went to OJ's house.
What the fuck?
So he could be there when OJ got to his house with the cops.
That's crazy.
Like, why? Nobody knows. But that's what he did.
Because he was going to get him. He was gonna be a real man. Apprehend him. Citizen's arrest.
That's just so funny.
I'd honestly say wait for this one, though, even though I love fucking Metal Gear Solid. I'd say wait for it to go on sale.
Yeah, because $70 is crazy.
Yeah, I never buy new games anymore because of that shit.
Yeah.
Same. Got way too many other things to...
I didn't buy this one. I stole it. I steal all my games now.
What the hell was that game called? Yeah. What was the game called?
Metal Gear Solid Delta Snake Eater. Snake Eater.
One of the biggest franchises in gaming.
Hell yeah.
Powerhouse. Auteur status shit.
Yeah, I remember Chris playing it back in the day.
Not in the Suda 51 way. Not squirrel monkeys.
Right. Now it's a pachinko slot machine.
Yeah.
Right next to Silent Hill.
Yeah.
Castlevania.
Thank you, Konami.
Yeah.
We love you, Konami. We promise. Please keep giving us cool stuff.
Yeah. Dude, all the fucking boss fights on Metal Gear Solid games are so fucking amazing. Like, they're so unique. They're almost like little puzzles. They're like little puzzle bosses.
Mm. Like, everybody's got their own quirk, and you gotta figure out how to get them within that quirk.
Yeah.
That's so fucking cool.
Exploit.
Man. Yeah.
I think Silent Hill F is about to come out.
I think so too, man.
I need to grab that.
Yeah, hopefully I can steal that motherfucker. That's why you need to build you a fucking PC, man. You can pirate with me, man. Okay. You never buy a game again, Silas.
Oh shit, that's real. That comes out on the 25th.
Really?
Damn. Yeah.
Damn.
It's almost here.
Mm-hmm.
I think maybe we could. I mean, we kind of glazed our stuff, but yeah, I think regardless, we could still move into our little closing segment kind of thing, right?
Okay. Unless you got more fucking games, man.
Nah, that's it for me right now. We all had three, right?
Yeah.
Rounds it out pretty good.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, we all had three.
So that's what we're playing.
So, Lisa, in relation to your three games, I guess you could just let us know one at a time.
Okay.
And if you have any caveats or little extra notes for people listening that might want to check them out, is it shit or is it lit?
Well, I'm going to say all of my games are lit because I'm not playing shitty games.
Oh, yeah. At least I don't play no shitty game.
Not in my opinion, anyway. I'm sure lots of other people don't like the games I talked about, but they're all lit for me.
I think they're lit.
Yeah. Well, Tropico 6 and Bioshock for sure.
Yeah. I even had some fun with Sims 4 for a little bit.
Yeah. I don't think there's anything I want to add.
It's doing a lot of fucking...
I'm sure you were.
Woo-hooing, excuse me.
Woo-hooing, yeah.
Woo-hoo! I love Simlish. I love videos where people are like talking in Simlish and they're like trying to make it sound real natural. It's really funny.
Yeah, I don't have anything else to say about mine. Maybe next time I'll be more prepared for the game episode.
You won't.
Yeah, probably not. Because you'll probably just spring it on us like you did this time.
Yeah. Okay. Keep you guessing.
Yeah, so I guess, Silas, are yours shit or lit?
For mine, I'm gonna decide that between them being cash or trash.
Oh, okay. Okay.
We can't use them all in the first episode, man.
We can just move them all around. It'll be funny. We just do it all over the place. No, never mind. I'll do shit or lit. You guys can have cash or trash some other time.
Oh my god!
I'll do shit or lit. I'd like to say that since mine are demos, can't say for sure if I think that their littiness is gonna be short lived prior to shittiness.
Yeah.
Or if it is in fact litty. Litty kitty, but I want to say that what we've got from them seems promising enough that I think I will still find a lot of enjoyment out of the final experiences. I think that the amount of artistic intent and passion in dead format makes me think that even if the gameplay is kind of meh overall, it's going to be such a visually cool and like unique game that it's still going to stand out as an art piece.
Yeah.
Pig face, I already fucking know I'm going to run through that thing a million different ways on all the different levels. Yeah. My main concern with that one is I just hope it actually gets a really nice chunk of content and isn't like a shafted, like way too short kind of a game. Mm-hmm. I hope it actually gets a lot of new career levels for you to choose from. And I hope that they are all as well designed and cool as the little tutorial section in the farmhouse you get to play on.
Yeah.
And Total Chaos, I will say, even with my settings adjusted, I was having a lot of like weird jitteriness and stuttery kind of bits while playing that demo. I think its graphical fidelity is not quite fully optimized yet, but it is a demo, and I am going to give it the benefit of the doubt because it's got good source material and everything's laid out, and I'm sure that they will just quality control it post-release, like a lot of games like that with high graphical fidelity at a very indie level typically try to do. So I can be patient in that sense. So I'm going to go ahead and say that based on demos alone, all these games seemed pretty damn lit.
Hell yeah, dude. Yeah, I can't wait to see where they go.
What about you, Chris? Are your games shit or lit?
Let's see, what did I talk about? Okay, Monster Hunter Rise, absolutely fucking lit. If it hooks you, man, you're going to get fucking hundreds of hours out of it. And, you know, if you do get kind of bored with what you're doing, you have like 13 other weapon sets that you can use that really kind of change how you play the entire game. So it's just kind of one of those games that, like, can take over your fucking life if you're not careful. What's funny is, like, some of the games, I don't think Rise has it, but there will be with the usual kind of like seizure warning at the beginning of the game. You know, you get all the little warnings.
Mm-hmm.
They'll have warnings like, please take a break.
Remember to take breaks. Yeah.
That's how you know a game's going to be fucking good, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If it's begging you to take fucking breaks.
Yeah, because what was it? The one that we said we liked before this?
Oh, Generations Ultimate.
Yeah, Generations Ultimate.
Remember to take breaks.
Remember to take breaks.
Yeah. Fucking people die playing that game, man. They forget to eat and shit.
Many such cases.
Yeah.
That's crazy shit, man.
Well, and like I said, because the monsters are pretty big, and some of them take a long time to kill. Like, some of them you'll be like 30, 45 minutes even in the fucking, like, one level.
Oh, we also kind of suck, so.
Well, that too, but like,
But still, like, some of them are hard to kill and some of them take a while to kill.
Yeah.
And so, you know, when you're spending that long on like one round and then you're like, oh, let's go do another round and you just lose track of time.
Yeah, because you'll be like, yo, I need this one fucking rare ass piece of material to finish off my armor set.
Yeah.
And it only drops fucking 5% of the time. So you're going to have to kill this monster fucking over and over again to get
the forgot fucking about that
piece you need.
I remember that from when my friend showed it to me.
Yeah. But that being said, what is kind of cool about it is it kind of perfectly separates the game into like little 30-minute chunks. So if you don't have a lot of time, you can drop in, fucking do a hunt, and you got a nice little stopping point. So if you don't have a lot of time, it's kind of perfect.
That is true.
Oh, yeah.
Especially on the Switch, you know, I think because that's what it was originally made for. You know, if you're traveling or commuting or whatever, you can do a little hunt in 20, 30 minutes. Yeah, it's great. Love it. It's lit.
Mm-hmm.
My next game was Helldivers 2. That's lit as fuck.
Uh-huh.
Just got a fucking major update that I haven't played yet. Gonna have to check that out. And once again, this is another one that's kind of, it kind of separates itself in a little 20, 30 minute chunks. You can jump in, do a mission, and be done with it if you're strapped for time. Looks great. It's a damn fun game. Shoot some fucking bugs. Spread democracy across the galaxy. Pour a nice cup of fucking liberty. What the fuck was my third
name? Metal Gear Solid.
Metal Gear Solid Delta. I mean, it's pretty fucking lit, but it's also just Metal Gear Solid 3, and I think it's a little fucking overpriced, and it doesn't run as well as I think it should, but I don't think that's going to make it shit tier for me.
Okay.
I can't call Metal Gear Solid 3 fucking shit, but hopefully they put some updates out for it or something soon. It's lit.
Hell yeah.
Okay.
That's it for the inaugural episode of What the Fuck Are You Playing? Hope you liked it. If you don't, too bad. We kind of do what we want around here.
Yeah.
No leaderboards or any of that extra gay shit for these episodes, though.
No.
It'll be a little more low down and dirty than the typical affair.
Consider this our day off.
Yeah, because when I do my book thing, I'm not doing all that extra shit with that either. I'm not doing leaderboards and all that.
Yeah.
Yeah, shit's gay.
Yeah. It's like a gay person decided to do it.
Yeah. Movie talk will resume next week.
Yeah.
With the next episode of What the Fuck Are You Watching?
Do we have anything locked in for that?
We do. We are watching Muzani.
Oh,
is that how you say it?
Oh shit.
Muzani? With only found footage fans.
With only found footage fans.
Yay.
Hell yeah. Oh man, I can't wait for that.
I know, it's gonna be fun.
Yeah. So next week, What the Fuck Are You Watching? Resumes. We're watching Muzani with our pal, Only Found Footage Fans.
Yay.
Yay.
Yep, so tune in for that. We'll see you next time. Say bye, bitch.
Bye, bitch.
Bye, bitch.
That's damn good.
Did you think this podcast was as good as instant noodles? Or is it more like a cobalt blue tarantula? Leave us a rating and review wherever you're listening to this podcast at. Get in touch with us at WTFAreYouWatchingPod@gmail.com, where you can leave reviews for the movies we've been watching, recommend other movies for us to watch, or leave any questions or comments for us to answer. Either way, thanks for listening.